Rachel.
Hello, Audio Boo. It is a little bit after 9 p.m. on Saturday. This is May Day's Day 16. It's the 16th of May, obviously. And they're getting ready to do a concert in the park, I think. Usually start around 9, so on a Saturday night. I don't have a lot to report really today. Today has been sort of a day of mixed stuff. Did some of my Gaelic homework in the morning, and we did some more packing, and and I did another. Another flea treatment on Rosie because, you do it every month. Those, advantage, whatever they're called, capsules. Adventix. So, and it's odd because it feels like the closer it's getting, the more far away it feels. It's really weird. A month ago, I felt like, oh my gosh, it's just around the corner, and now I feel like, oh, it's never gonna happen. Come on, it's 10 days away. This time in 10 days will be. This time in 10 days, I think I will be in my Gaelic class.
In 9 days.
That's right. It's not.
This time in 10 days will probably be at Heathrow.
Gosh, yeah. So I don't know if I explained the itinerary here, or at least in the May Days context. So we leave at 7 o'clock in the morning on the 5th.
No, 10 a.m.
Hang on, we leave the house.
Oh, the house, right.
At 7 o'clock in the morning on the 25th of May. Monday, the 25th of May, it's a bank holiday in the UK. We have a 10 o'clock flight, so it's 8 o'clock in the UK. We arrive around 1 in the UK, 1 in the afternoon.
We've never caught this particular flight before.
No, we've caught the earlier
one.
So then we will be. The plan is for us to stay a night in Orpington. Then we will be spending the day there, and just to split up the journey, and then the day, this Tuesday, the 26th.
Do you want snoot or is it?
Well, just got a cup of tea. Okay. Tuesday, the 26th. Yeah, I wouldn't mind this nuked, actually. It's lukewarm bit.
Sorry.
It's all right. No, it's fine. Tuesday, the 26th. We're going to spend time with Melanie.
We're going to store most of our luggage at the airport, so we don't have to lug it about.
Yeah, we're going to store most of our luggage at the airport.
And it's not that expensive, by the way.
No, it's only £10
for
the first day, and then £5 for each additional day per bag.
Which is really not too bad.
So we're going to just carry one overnight case to the... to where we're staying, which is the travel lodge there. Spend time with Melanie, meet her animals and all that. So there'll probably be some boo material there, I'm hoping. Tuesday night we fly out at 9:35. We fly to Singapore, which is 13 hours and 5 minutes. That's the schedule.
Yes.
That's going to be a long flight. I'm trying to think. I think that's the longest flight I've ever been on. The longest single journey.
Oh,
single leg. Because even Hong Kong, Hong Kong, Israel is 12 hours.
Yes. I thought you said that you went to, when you went to Argentina.
Now, I'm trying to think. Between, when I went to Argentina, I went through Madrid. Madrid and Buenos Aires is also about 12 hours. I have a feeling this will be the longest.
Yeah, there's flights that go across the equator. You can't really take much of the way shortcuts with.
Yeah. It will be about, I don't remember exactly how long that flight was, but I think this seems to me that it's going to be the longest one. And then we will get to Singapore on Wednesday the 27th.
Yes.
And in the evening, at like 5:40. 5:45 in the evening or something.
Which and will be 10:45 in the morning UK time, give you some reference.
Then we maybe meet our friend Yi for dinner or something like that, and then
we need to talk to him about that stuff.
Yeah, and then
that's the week after next. It's a long way off yet. There you go.
Thank you. Then we'll meet her and hopefully do something, because we haven't been to Singapore, so we'll do something because our flight doesn't leave. We could have continued the same day, but especially because of Rosie wanted to break down the journey to give her a chance to pee and eat.
Yes.
Bless her heart.
Yes, it's actually just the one flight to Sydney and it has a stop off in Singapore, and so we decided to split it.
Yeah. So the next day at 11 p.m. or something.
No, 7:20.
Oh, 7:20. Why am I thinking 11?
Because that's the return trip.
Oh, that's the return trip. At 7:20, we fly to Sydney, which is another 8 hours or so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's about 8 hours. And we arrive at Sydney at 5 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning.
On Friday the 29th.
Yeah.
So basically, we're going to be traveling from Monday to Friday to get to where we're going.
Yes.
With stops, of course. Strictly speaking, we could have done it all in one.
Yeah, we could have done it a lot quicker.
But I think that's...
If we'd done it without stopping, we could have got the Monday night out of Heathrow and then the Tuesday night out of Singapore, so we could have been in Sydney by Wednesday morning with God.
No.
God almighty, that would have been bad.
That's bad.
That would have been, it's still Tuesday night in the UK, so that would have been like 2 days solid travelling. That would have been insane, with a break, you know, just for about 8 hours or so in Heathrow or London. Yeah, that would have been insane.
No, we don't want that. Because there's a dog here who needs... There's people who need to stretch their legs, and there's dogs, and she has more legs than we do. So.
Yeah, so she needs to stretch them more.
Yeah.
And she needs to eat. I mean, we get to eat on the flight. She doesn't.
Yeah, so we can't do that to her.
We also get to go to the toilet on the flights, and she doesn't. Here's her note. She's going, yes, regarding eating.
Yes.
Yes, we'll take care of that soon.
So that's going to be our itinerary. Then we're going to be in Australia. Right now the plan is the 4th of August. Do the whole thing again, back. But this time, get to the UK at 6th of August.
At like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But we're not going back. We're hopefully, if all things are okay, we get to go to Scotland somehow and... I'll give you more information as that.
Yes. We haven't done too much work on organising the Scotland side of things because we figured we can do that from Australia.
So, yeah, just to give you a bit of a... Rosie, yes, I know. I'll feed you in a minute, all right? Feed you in a minute. Yeah, that's just kind of like the brief explanation of the itinerary. And see you tomorrow. They're starting the show. I want to record a show in the park, but I think I'll save it for the Backstreet Boys. That's coming up this week. Well, this next week. Switch on. Pause recording. Button.